This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fay. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful, naturally.
You're always wonderful.
I know. It's better to be wonderful than other ways I can imagine.
Well, that is true. Not so wonderful is not so great.
That's right. And I hate to hear frumpy people. You know, when they're frumpy, I'm going, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Go away. It's bringing me down.
That's right. Don't bring me down. I want to hear wonderful things.
Yeah.
And I usually do.
Well, I have a feeling you're a cheerer. You're a spreader of cheer.
That's right. That's my official designation. You know? Bring a little happiness to everyone.
Well, you know, we all could use a little bit of extra happiness. It seems like a lot of people could use a little sunshine, a little smile, and a little good news.
That's right. So we don't want to talk about Washington then, do we?
No, we don't.
That's a bad place. Oh, my gosh. Let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that.
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Next Ivy Cottage.
Cool. That's there in North Big Spring. And, of course, you can always go to the website. It's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find case studies from past investments. You can see exactly what investors have been making. You can read testimonials from other people who have already gone through the process. And speaking of exactly what investors have made, this has been not only a huge year, but a really big week.
It has. And, you know, I was going over this with my staff, and it dawned on me. There's been 19 policies mature, but, I mean, 19 people that have had maturities, you know, that have passed away. But actual policies is 27 as of this morning. 27 actual policies have matured. And a lot of them had two or three policies.
Oh.
You know, the people that, you know, that passed away.
I see. Okay. Oh, wow. So it's even
27
more.
27 maturities, which is a lot more than what we thought, because we were just saying how many people had passed away.
Wow.
Which is 19 people, but 27 policies.
I had never thought about people having a multiple policy before.
They do, and they did. Now, the one that died this week is Monica Hodge. Monica Hodge, we did in 14. We bought her first policy, which was $600,000. She's 51 years old as of February. She had ovarian cancer that had spread to her tongue.
Oh, wow. Oh, her tongue.
And it was backwards. Usually it starts in the tongue or somewhere in the mouth, and then, you know, and then spreads to different parts of your body. This one didn't work that way. She had ovarian cancer and spread somehow to her tongue. And, you know, one of them said, at first policy, said she's going to die in 15 months. Well, it didn't quite happen that way. But then they said, they had two other policies we bought. And they said, this policy is 24 months. And that just didn't happen. She passed away, you know, very suddenly of this ovarian cancer.
Wow.
So I guess that's why she sold us those other two policies.
Okay, so she had already sold one, and then she turned around and sold you a couple more.
Yes, she had two small ones, and the first one was $600,000. Then the other two together was $300,000, and we bought them since the first of the year. We bought them in February.
Oh, wow, so you haven't had them for very long at all.
No, we didn't have them very long at all. We had that earlier one in 14, and she didn't quite pass away on time. And so then, you know, we went ahead and bought the other two, thank goodness, for our clients. And then, of course, she didn't leave in, you know, 4 or 5 months, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing the types of cancers that have really, you know, gotten people this year that they've passed away from. But our clients are making a lot of money.
So when you initially saw these, the first policy, what was it about that that really stuck out and said, hey, we really need to bid on this and make sure that we get it?
I have never seen a policy that had ovarian cancer that survived. I personally, now there may be some, but I've never seen one because usually they don't catch it quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's already stage three usually before they find it. If it's already stage three, it'll go to stage four before you can hardly turn around. And hers, when we bought it, was already stage four. And so I knew in my mind that she was not going to make it, you know. And she made it a little farther than I thought, you know, since we bought the first policy in 14. But the second ones, you know, they said 24, and I knew right then we had a good deal because I knew she couldn't make it another 24 months.
Wow.
And she didn't. Yeah.
So when somebody has multiple policies, do they usually sell them at the same time, or do they, like,
usually
sell one?
Usually they do. Usually they just sell them right then if they're going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had people come back, you know, 6 months later, and they know then that they really are not going to make it, and they'll just sell whatever they have then because they've got a lot of expenses right there at the end. So they'll go ahead and sell those policies.
When somebody's in that type of a situation and they realize, my goodness, I've got to really, you know, sell this policy, or maybe a two or three, like in this situation, does their I don't know how to phrase this, but does their asking price, I guess, go down a little bit because they're in a hurry, or
no, it doesn't. I mean, they try to go up on it. In fact, if they've just got 6 months to live, they're going to try to hold you up on that policy and get, you know, top dollar. And sometimes they can and sometimes they can't because we know what we can pay for a policy and our clients still make money, you know?
Wow.
We already know that.
So going in, you already have that threshold that you know, okay, we can't go over this number.
That's right. And when they, if they ask us to go over, we say, we've bid as much as we can. We'll have to drop out of the bidding because our clients, you know, have to make more money than that.
Mm-hmm. So when somebody does sell multiple policies, do they do it in a bundle, or are you bidding on each one individually?
No. Lots of times they'll sell policy number one, and then maybe 2 or 3 weeks later they'll come back and they'll say, we've thought this over, and we want to sell two more policies. So we may not even buy it for the same amount.
Hmm.
Yeah. We've had that happen. You know, that it was either 2% more or 2% less.
Wow. I didn't know if there was some kind of like a bidding game, you know, that goes on, kind of like, you know, like supply and demand type thing, or I didn't really know how that worked.
Yes. We do, as you know, bid on a lot of them.
Yeah.
But once we've bought one, then, you know, we're pretty much not in the bidding process. We're just talking to the broker and the lady's broker or the man's broker.
Okay, so at that point, you're negotiating the finalizing the deal.
That's right.
Okay. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And, of course, we're right down the street from Walgreens, soon to be CVS on the other side. You know, the people that come to us, you know, they're tired of the stock market. They don't want, at their age, you know, middle-aged people don't want the ups and downs. They've done all that. They've seen it go way down and lose their money. They've seen it go way up. And they know that it's not steady. It won't stay up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a balloon or anything else. It goes up, but, you know, it will come back down to earth.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what they mainly talk about. Now, I got an email from a guy this week that said, you promised to double our money. But I didn't promise to do it in 3 months, really.
Oh, 3 months? Oh, wow.
I mean, he hadn't been with us very long. And to send an email like that, I go, what in the heck? You know, we always tell people it takes 6 to 7 years to double your money.
Yeah.
It's not overnight. It's not instant. It's not a cure-all. It'll happen, but it, you know, you have to have policies that are turning all the time. You have to have some that are real short, you know, where you can reinvest in that same year. And all of it all together works out.
I imagine it's kind of like a balancing act. You're not trying to swing for the fence every single time. It's just, you know, if you bunt once and get to first base, that's great. If next time you hit a double and, you know, make a little bit more on a bigger policy, I imagine it's probably a nice, versified landscape.
It has to be diversified. You can't put all your money in one policy. That is not real smart, because you have to have diversification in case some of them do go over.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford it, you're in the wrong thing. You shouldn't be in it. If you can't afford $1,000, this is the wrong investment.
Well,
and hopefully we don't have anybody like that, because most of ours are accredited, which means they have, you know, hundreds of thousands with us.
Yeah.
So $1,000 or $500 would not bother them. So usually that's not even a... It's a non-starter, as I always say.
Yeah, it's not even going any further at that point.
Yeah, that won't work. But there is risk, and we talk about it every week. I always want to make sure we tell people there is risk. The biggest risk is policies could go over. You could have two go over, three. You know, if you've got 10 policies, two, three could go over. So, but hopefully the next time you do that, when it goes around that second time, you know, they won't go over. So that happens a lot. Like Monica Hodge, her first policy went over a little bit, okay? But then the second and third policy are very short. It's the same lady.
Mm-hmm.
But we bought more than one policy, and the LE was different. On those second ones we bought, they put, oh, she's going to live 24 months. She lived four. But the first one, they got wrong, but the other two were wrong in our favor, you know.
So how can they be so much different?
Well, I guess because we bought the first one for our clients in 14, okay, and they were saying they thought she lived 15 months, which I thought that was a pretty good LE. And it went a few months over, you know, two or three months over. But the others we bought later this year, and of course they said, oh, but she's going to live 24 months. She lived four.
Wow, that's a pretty big difference. Yeah, like you say, in your favor.
Yeah, it's in our favor. So those things can happen, but you do have that risk. If you don't have enough to pay premiums, don't do this, you know, because you're going to get in a bind, and that's not a good thing. We don't want anyone to ever have a difficulty paying a premium.
And we're talking about paying the premiums. How much are we talking about with potential premiums?
Well, it could be $1,000. You know, we've got some older policies that could be that much. Most of ours now are $80, $100, and we're billing these little short ones.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, if you owe a premium, get it in. Don't let it sit there till you get that second notice. Because then we were worried about you. That makes us go back and look at your financials. We're going to go back and look at everything. If that check doesn't come in right away. Because we know that our people should all have the money. Should never be a problem.
Has there ever been a situation where somebody was accredited going in and then maybe some kind of a life event happened, and then they were not accredited?
No. I don't think that's ever happened.
Okay.
Usually when they come in, if they're working, you know, they're making over $200,000 to $250,000, $300,000 a year. And then they also, a lot of them are credited both ways. A lot of them have the assets and the income. And then a lot of them just have one or the other. And especially if you have the assets, you don't have to worry. Your assets shouldn't go down.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got 401Ks, they've got IRAs. They've got ranches, they've got rent houses, and they've got their businesses. Now, a lot of them own their own business, and that makes a big difference. They have a lot of income.
How does that change when somebody owns their own business? Does the process change at all? Or
no. If you own your own business, like let's say you own a mechanic shop, you know, it's worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've made money for 30 years on it, so it's all in cash.
Mm.
So that person brings over $300,000 in cash or $400,000, and they're worth maybe $4 million. because they've been at it a long time. And remember, that's a cash business. In other words, those people pay, write a check every time, they get any work done. It's like, an auto parts show up or, those type of things.
Yeah.
Then we have people that own their own oil companies. We have people that work for oil companies. Most everybody does. Everybody is connected to the oil business in some way.
Well, this is a good time to be doing that because things are looking up every day.
Yes, it is. And oil's been up, and they say there is now going to be a shortage of it.
A shortage?
That's a good thing. If there's a shortage of oil, we're all in good shape.
Yeah. Then prices go up.
We all depend. Yeah, the prices go up like it should. And, of course, they're now starting to drill again. They're hiring people. So things are looking up again.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, as I drive around town, I see so many rigs going up that weren't there like a week or two ago. And it's brilliant.
It is. And I'm seeing cars from out of state.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're next to Ivy Cottage. Every woman in town loves Ivy Cottage.
I think you're their number one spokesperson.
I am. I'm their number one fan.
They need to get you on payroll.
I know. I wonder why I don't ever get any money from them. Wow.
We'll need to look into that.
I mean, yeah, look into that. Get me a contract.
So investing in life insurance policies, this is very, very different than the stock market. Especially lately, the market has been up and people tend to feel confident. And so then I would imagine that this is probably the time that, things are going fine. I'll just kind of like ride this out for a while. But then at some point.
Sometimes I think they do. But, in the last two or three weeks, we've had huge amounts brought over, very large amounts from people that have just retired. And they're not leaving it to the stock market. They're bringing it to me.
See, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if since it is up and people, if this is the time that they're getting out while they're ahead and then coming over and investing in something that's totally different.
Yes. Well, the whole thing is some of our clients have made a lot of money this year. We've got one guy that's had 5 maturities.
Wow.
And these people tell their friends, this is how much we've made so far, middle of the year. Look, folks, we're just in the middle. And I'm as shocked as anybody else. So, their friends talk to them. They come over, they talk to me, they go home, they talk it over. And then they call back 2 weeks later, usually, and say, Faye, this is what we want to do. We're going to put some money with you. And they have, and they do. And it's been a lot of money in July. This July has been a heavy month for money coming in because their friends have told them what they've made, and they know they probably showed them what policies they were in and when they matured. And, of course, all these matures are going in the bank every week, It takes 6 to 8 weeks, to get the money. And then we've still got that one that I talk about all the time, that the divorce case where the wife, we did not know that she had not signed off on the policy. And we make every ex-wife sign off, always.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, they'll come back and claim they were entitled to the proceeds of the life insurance policy, and they've been divorced 10 or 15 years.
And there's no statute of limitations, is there?
Not on ex-wives.
Wow. They can come back at any time.
They can always come back if you don't have that signed affidavit. And we usually get it. And in this one, the people did not give it to us, and we did not know about it. Because it had been 10 years, after 10 years, sometimes people forget, I have an ex-wife. Mm-hmm. I've been divorced so long. And, of course, then the man passed away. And here we are with her in our lap, wanting money that she has nothing to do with.
No claim to.
No claim, really.
So, do you find that when people, like, say somebody's been with you for a while, and then they go and tell a friend, and they show, you know, their friend, you know, all the, you know, what they've been making, and you know, hey, I'm, you know, I can make, you know, 24% on my money in say 24 months, or if it comes early, you know, 15, maybe 20, or whatever it may be, do people come in and think that they have an idea of what's happening, but they really don't understand, or do you find a recommendation come in, and they got a pretty good grasp on it?
They've got a pretty good grasp, but they always say, "Faye, go over it again. Mm-hmm. Explain it again." This way they've heard it three or four times, and that by this time, once I go over it, I think they do understand. Usually they don't say, "Faye, I've got more questions." Usually they'll say, "No, I think I understand."
Yeah.
And, you know, they understand that the second risk, which we always tell about, is not liquid during the time it's invested. And that's never been a problem, really, with our people, because they expect it not to be liquid during that time. They have other money. They're working, you know. Or if they're retired, we have them set up on, you know, where they have money in a bank at all times.
So they just basically invest, sit, and wait.
Yes, they do. It's a sit and wait deal, you know. And if it's just been 3 months, you don't have to call. You don't have to ask us about it. Because when a policy matures, we are emailed immediately. We know within hours that person has passed away. 21st Services, that's their job, is to tell us when the people pass away. They track every policy. And we pay them a lot of money for tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all this that they do for us helps us get the money to the people quicker. And then the bank gets the certified death certificate, and they send it to the carrier. The carrier makes one check to the bank, never to us, and then it goes in all the clients' accounts. So it's really pretty simple once you think about how it really works.
So, do you have ever, like, a new policy, a new investor, you know, come over and they invest in their first policy? Do they usually invest and then just kind of, like, wait? Or do they start calling and saying, "Hey, it's been 6 months. I haven't heard anything. What's going on?"
Well, usually we're talking to them, some of them during that time, because they've got other policies. You know, we're doing other policies. Because remember, if you've got $1 million worth, we don't do it all in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got people right now that are not accredited, and they have to wait till a policy comes in that we can put non-accredited people in. Because you can't put accredited and the non-accredited, you know, that's all separate.
Oh, okay.
So they have to wait a little longer than the accredited, because the accredited people, you know, I can put them all in one policy right away. The others, I can't put them in the same policy as the accredited. So they have to wait till one of them becomes available just for them. So theirs takes a little longer. But we've got about 4 to 5 million that we're going to start placing. And we may, probably on Monday we'll start. We thought we would have the signed papers back earlier. We were late getting them back, so we're going to start doing that Monday.
So you've got $4 to $5 million worth of policies to start filling next week.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot.
It is. We've been waiting for them a while.
Wow.
You know?
So if somebody's been thinking about this, maybe thinking about getting out of the stock market, thinking about, you know, starting to plan for retirement, growing your money so that you can retire happy and wealthy and hopefully early, this is really a great time to get the ball rolling.
I think it's the greatest time we've ever had, because this year we've had more short-term policies than we've ever had. You know, I just don't know how it turned that way, but, you know, it does seem like They're maturing awfully fast right now.
I know
everybody wasn't in those, but they've probably been in some of them during the year.
Do you have a preference between short-term and long-term?
Well, no, not really. The short-term, let's say it's 15 months, you're going to make, you know, 15%. If you've got a 27 month, you're going to make 27%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really the difference. And then a lot of the longer ones, the 27 or 28, they come in early anyway. So, really, I like those. Really, that's my preference, because when they come in early, look what you've made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we should probably point out that when we say, you know, a short-term policy does not mean, like, get rich quick. It's just the starting of a process that takes, you know, several years of planning and investing and then reinvesting.
Well, and you may have one that's 15 months, but you may have three that are 24, you know. Mm-hmm. So it balances out real well, you know. So, and I don't know how many different people have had multiple policies this year. I haven't looked it up to see who's had the most. But the office told me this week we've had one person that's had five maturities.
Wow, that's a lot of money in one year.
It is. And I haven't looked up what his profit's been. But we've had a lot of people, you know, with policies that have come early this year, which is a good thing. And it just goes on and on, you know. Some will be 24, some 20, some 15. And then we've had all these lately that have come in 2 and 3 months because the people were so sick. And sometimes they're sicker than what we show. You know, we show it's stage 4 cancer. We show they only have a few months. Sometimes it's really short, you know.
So it can have, it's not the norm to come in that early, but it does happen, and it seems like this year, in the last 7 months especially, there have been a lot more early maturities, which means people make the same amount of money just faster and then can turn around and reinvest it again.
That's exactly right. So, you know, it is very nice, and it works very well.
Wow.
Cool. And that's why we keep investing. It's just, you know, we get money in, and then we put it back out. And it comes back to us again, and we do it again.
It's just like a snowball. When you start at the top of the hill, you roll it down, and it's a little tiny thing, and then it goes down, and by the time it's down to the bottom of the hill, it's this huge, massive thing, and it's like, wow.
Yes, it is. It's about the same difference. And, of course, you know, these are mostly all 401ks and IRAs, so they're not paying taxes for a long time, and that allows it to grow tax-deferred, which you can grow your money a lot faster tax-deferred because you're not paying tax on it right now.
Yeah.
And if you don't start taking it out till you retire, you'll be in a different tax bracket at that time, and that will help you a lot.
So for somebody who wants to retire in, say, 10 years, this is a very doable thing because you're not waiting for, you know, it has nothing to do with the stock market. Nothing around the world is going to affect it. This is, you start the plan, and then you put you personally sit down and plan this all out. What kind of a trajectory do they need to be on? What kind of a, do we need to be more aggressive or maybe less aggressive? You know, how much do we invest each year? And then by the time you know it, it's all done. And then somebody, you know, is able to retire.
That's right. It's just like time is racing on. You realize that we're in the middle of the year, and before you know it, we'll be hearing it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the years go very fast. And I guess it wouldn't if we weren't all working and, you know, active every day of our life. But it seems like time is racing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we're less than 5 months from Christmas.
That's what I'm thinking. And I'm going, my gosh, it's a little fast this year.
Yeah.
And usually we have more people out of town. You know, they all go to Rio Doce, they go to Europe or somewhere. Seems like a lot of people stayed in town this year. Or maybe they were just here a week longer than I knew about.
Yeah, that could be, too. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And every Saturday morning around this time, you bring in some trivia, and we start getting into all kinds of fascinating things. I don't know where you get all your fascinating information from. However, you're causing me to create a list of things to do.
Well, I'm certainly glad. I want you to be like a Texan, you know all these things, see all these wonderful things we have.
There's so much to see.
Wonderful things.
Yeah.
You know, Texas has more things to see than anybody, you know, I think, in the whole wide world.
So much to see in so little time.
And so little time to do it. But I'm going to tell you a story of a genius. there's a professor that's at the University of Texas, okay? He grew up in a Connecticut farmhouse, had a kerosene stove, an old icebox. As a kid, he rode one of the early cars. His family owned a Model A, had running boards and a lead-acid battery.
Ooh.
Okay? And that's important about that battery. And then you have to think, he says, to be a genius, you have to think like a 94-year-old. And this is important in his life. In 1946, he was 23 years old. He was an Army veteran, and he headed to the University of Chicago, wanted to study physics. When he arrived, a professor warned him, "You're too old to succeed in this field." Of course, he ignored the professor, and today at 94, he's just set the tech industry completely on its head. He has just, at this age, created a new battery, and everybody's talking about it, at 94. It's a glass battery. It's a solid-state battery. It uses glass electrolytes and lithium and metal electrodes. He has just applied for a patent at 94. Can you believe this?
Really?
94 years old. University of Texas, he's just applied for this second patent. He may have others. But in 1980, he was 57. He co-invented the lithium battery that shrank power into a tiny package.
Really?
When you use a computer, it's his battery. When you use a phone, it's his battery.
Wow.
Yes. And Mark Zuckerberg said in an event in 2007, young people are just smarter. he's 94 years old, just getting this patent, and everybody's talking about it.
How
what
cool.
What he has done. He's the coolest man in town. And he said the problem with all these middle-aged people and the reason they're not, doing something, he said, they're boring possessions. They dental floss, orthopedic shoes, and stale ideas. He says that's what's wrong with him. And, he said that he was slow, that he was kind of like a turtle, And he said he just kind of went slow. And, the average inventor is 47.
Really?
Yeah. And they've joked about him and saying that the patent office should give a senior discount because, of his age, 94 years old. I am so shocked that this man is still working. He's a genius, a pioneer in the field of batteries.
It's fascinating to me that he did the created the battery that we use like in our phones and in computers and things, and then still kept going. I would imagine probably most people would have kind of fizzled out after that. But now, after all these years at 94, he's still inventing and creating things. That's a really sharp mind.
Can you imagine? And the announcement has caused a stir because he's done it before. At 57, he did it, and they were shocked. Wow. And now here he is, 94, and the New York Times, everybody's just doing handsprings because, here he is doing it again.
Wow. And he's from Texas.
No, he's from Connecticut originally.
Oh.
When he was 23, then he, came to Texas, went to the University of Texas. He's been there all these years inventing.
Wow.
Now, I'm just shocked. And a couple of years ago, there was a woman scientist. He read about her, and he said, "I need to get her down here." And her name is Braga. And of course, he is German, himself. And anyway, he got her down here, and she helped on this battery. She was part of his team. Can you imagine? He has a team.
Wow.
And he said, the one nice thing about being 94, he doesn't have to worry about being fired.
I guess finally he's found some peace.
That's right. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Wow.
And he says the lithium battery, the one that he discovered years ago, he said, it's too liable to explode, it's too expensive, and it's 2 weak to bring into the future, he said. You know, he wants to bring this one in, and this one, you know, is going to be faster, it's glass, it's made out of all these other things, and he says it is the future. He said, if you can't think of new ideas, you're not going to succeed. Now, that's from a 94-year-old that's just got applied for his new patent.
Yeah, he's kind of been there, done that.
He has. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And it's just shocking to me.
I wonder...
I mean, how many 94-year-olds could get up and go down to the office every day?
Well, yeah, that's true.
And then he's the smart. He's in there in a science lab. You know? I mean, I'm just shocked that we have anyone this brilliant at one of our universities.
My brain isn't that active, and I'm half that age.
There you go. I don't know of anybody that could probably even smart enough to talk to this man if you want to know the truth.
I wonder about being made out of glass. I wonder what would happen if it you drop it or bump it or it breaks or something. I wonder what would happen.
I don't know about all the details. I just know he's just invented it and applied for patents on it.
Wow.
And, either New York Times picked it up.
Wow. Well, yeah. I imagine probably in a few years we'll be hearing more about it if it doesn't, you know, come on the market in that.
Yeah, because they say, you know, it will work.
Wow.
And I don't know how, he didn't tell how long it took him to invent this battery, this new battery.
Yeah. Well, you know, we hear a lot about, the lithium batteries and how, you know, sometimes they have issues and, you know, they catch fire or explode or whatever.
That's what he said. They'll explode.
So,
he said they're just not reliable enough.
I'm just trying to picture how glass would be more reliable and how you could keep it from breaking and maybe, you know, spreading hazardous materials. I don't know.
Oh, he says it's safer than other batteries. He said this is a safe battery that he has invented.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, he says it's going to be much safer. He says, you won't need petroleum. Just so many things.
Well, I want to see it now. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he'd let us see it.
I don't think you would. Probably not.
I mean, I don't imagine. I imagine that dadgum thing is under lock and key at the university, and I don't imagine anybody's even allowed in his lab.
I'm sure.
Yeah?
He's not giving tours.
And he said he's been bothered by the shortcomings of his brainchild.
Really?
And driven by the need to do better.
Wow. So he invented a really cool device that everybody uses, and that wasn't enough. He had to keep going.
And he says we need to wean ourselves from our dependence on fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Yeah. He created that first solid battery because he knew it would be safer. It was low cost, lightweight. Then, a couple of years ago, he said, wait a minute. You know, we're going to replace liquid electrolytes inside batteries.
You know, I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's because you and I are not that smart.
No.
I mean, if we had 3 degrees in physics, you know, I think we could probably, you know, we could probably do this.
Yeah, we could probably do this. Yeah. Well, I'm 3 degrees short, so I'm out.
There you go. See, and it tells how it works, but it's just too complicated for me to talk to you about it.
Yeah, me too. Oh, that's fascinating. I can't wait till that comes out on the market or it's available. I just can't wait to see how it works. It's fascinating.
Yeah, that's what everybody's probably saying. And I mean, there's other scientists wanting to go in his lab and review it and look at it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But I'll bet that thing is under 10 locks and 10 keys.
Well, with him being 94 years old, I'm hoping he's around to see it come to market.
Well, that's it. I mean, I wonder how much longer he's going to work, getting this to market or And of course, you know that when you work for a university, all the patents usually go to the university.
Yeah.
But I wonder if these will be under his name or not.
I don't know. Golly.
That would really be neat if these patents are in his name.
Yeah. That's pretty cool for 94. I'd been long retired by now.
It's cool for anyone, much less a 94-year-old.
Yeah, it really
I
is.
Know people 25 couldn't do this.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, it's neato.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that would be a good story for you for today.
That is fascinating. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Springs. It's a wonderful street, and we're right next to Ivy Cottage.
And this is all about growing your money so you can retire happy and wealthy and early. And we're talking about investing in life insurance policies. So for those who don't know, where do these policies come from? Take us through the process of how you end up with the policy and then how somebody gets to invest in it.
Well, we go through licensed providers. Have to have a licensed provider. That's who we go through. And the licensed providers every week bring us policies. I turned down three this week that just weren't sick. I would love to have helped them. I'd love to have bought their policies, but I just didn't think they were sick enough. The people that we buy the policies are ill. You know that from the 27 policies that have matured this year. So we go, the licensed brokers send us this. We look at them. We bid on them. You have to bid. Everything is a bid. You can't just buy the policy. I wish we could. If we were direct with the owners of the policies, yes. We wouldn't have to bid it. We'd just say, yes, we'll buy your policy. But, unfortunately, you have to go through a licensed provider. So that means there's one broker between us and the people. And a broker, they get their people as much money as they can, and then they keep some of it. I think they keep 5 to 10%.
Oh, wow. That's a huge chunk.
And the people don't even know that. I don't believe they know how much the broker keeps for themselves.
My goodness, that's more than I thought.
It's a lot more than I used to think, but I have been told that by the providers that have to deal with them.
Yeah.
So once we get the policy, they say, you've got it. Then we have to wait for the owner, wherever they are, California, Texas, Oklahoma, to sign off saying, yes, they're selling us the policy. And then they have to agree to all the terms. And, of course, we have the availability. The money is always in the bank. And we can close in 3 or 4 days.
That's pretty quick.
But a lot of times it takes them 2 weeks to get the signed contract back. We're ready.
Yeah.
We've already put it in escrow. But lots of times it takes them 2 or 3 weeks to get it signed back, and then as soon as we get it, we sign it and we pay for it right there on the spot. So then we start putting our people in. So we send them an email and say, would you like to go in this policy? How do you feel about it? And they have the life expectancy to read, or they can call me if they have questions. They can call the Dallas office if they have questions, and then we just close it, and they're in the policy.
So for somebody who doesn't really know, because most people, I assume, are not doctors, so they don't know how to read these reports. They don't really understand the condition of the policy or the former policyholder. How do they make sure that they comprehend what they're actually investing in?
Well, they'll read it several times, I'm sure. And it tells them right there, how serious it is. It tells them what kind of cancer they've got, how long they've had it, and the progression. That's what people need to look at, is if it use the word metastasize. If it's metastasized, it's moved all over your body. Like the lady that died, Ms. Hodge, it was ovarian cancer, and then it went to the tongue. And the two together was fatal. And most of our people, it'll start maybe in the lungs, or it'll start in the liver or the kidneys, and then it just moves around. And lots of times I'll see where it's moved to the vertebrae. If it's and all your vertebrae, your ribs, You know, it's really spread too far. And if it hadn't spread, it may only be stage two or three. In that case, we're not buying it. So, you know, we're buying it at the nth hour to help them out. And we do help a lot of people. And then we help our clients. Our clients make money, too. So that's actually how the whole process works. And then after all that's done, we send out the contracts. And they sign their contracts, and they're good to go.
So where does somebody fit in? Because I know you've got a list of regular investors. Where does somebody who's brand new, so somebody who's listening right now and is saying, gosh, I really want to get in on this, but I'm not sure. I don't know where I fit into the... How quickly could somebody new get into a policy?
It'd probably take them 3 weeks right now.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No. I'm sure it'd take three because we have to get their money transferred from wherever it is now. It has to go to the bank. They have to get the account set up. So it can take that long.
So we're not looking at a three-year waiting process.
No, if they did, they'd give up.
Yeah, I was fixing to say. I think
they'd give up. They'd say, oh, no, she's not going to let us in.
Yeah. And then one thing that you use is page 14, and that tells all this information.
That's right. That's the most important part of your contract. It tells you what you've agreed to, that this person, let's say it's a lady, she's 50 years old, like the one we just did, it'll tell you what the face amount of the policy is. It'll tell you what life insurance company's got the paper, what their rating is. It will tell you how much you've invested and what you're going to get paid. Also, if it goes over, what the premium is.
So everybody knows the entire landscape of what happens. Here's what'll happen when you get paid. Here's how much you're going to make. Here's the time frame, unless it comes in early or late. And then also, if it does go over, here's how much you're gonna have to owe in premiums. So everybody knows exactly. They know everything.
That's exactly right. They need to know everything that's happened and everything about their policies.
Cool. And I know sometimes we say, you know, if you have it and it's available to bid on or to invest in, then it's a good policy. We don't always want to say, you know, hey, just trust me, because we're talking about people's money. There's actual documentation. There's actual science behind it. And here's why these are good policies.
We tell them to always read the policies, information, always read it. Ask questions if you've got any questions. And I think just by the type of cancer, if they familiarize themselves after they've had several policies, they'll know, you know, how fast some of them move, how some of them don't.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me, you know, the types of cancer that we know are definitely, you know, killers.
So over time, as people invest a little bit more and then, you know, they get familiar with these types of things, then they really get much more, I assume, comfortable with the process. They get comfortable with, you know, the reports that they're looking at and all that. And so I assume they probably scan over them maybe after a few years and go, yeah, sure, put me in that.
I think in shorter time than that, because I've got a lot of them just say, okay, Faye, I'll get an email back. Okay, thanks. Put me in it, you know. And the ones that have questioned it have lived to regret it.
Yeah.
One of our good clients turned down a policy early in the year, and when it matured early, we sent him a copy and said, look what you missed. And he hadn't done it since.
No, I imagine he learned his lesson.
Yeah, he's been a good boy since then.
He's been a good boy.
He's paying attention now. And that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah, really. All right, so you can help people plan their retirement and so that they can retire happy and wealthy and early and live their life and not have to worry about money or cutting back expenses when they retire or reducing their lifestyle. That's the last thing that anybody wants to do.
It is the very last thing. And you don't want to do a reverse mortgage. If you're that poor, you're in trouble. You know, I've actually had people come to me and had just done reverse mortgage and thought they could put that money with us.
Really?
And I said, let me tell you something. If you've had to do a reverse mortgage, you cannot be in my office.
No.
I said, you don't have any money. You know, you owe bills. I go, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And no, you cannot do stuff like that.
And this is not for everybody.
If you're down to that, you're in trouble.
Well, yeah, yeah. So there's a process that people go through to make sure that they have all the resources that they need to live on. They've got plenty of income. They've got plenty of assets. So they're not going to need this money to live off of. This is not a day-to-day paycheck. It's a long-term retirement investment type of plan.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So for someone who's ready to go or at least wants more information, what kinds of things do they need to do today to get ready to call you next week?
Well, they need to call and make an appointment first thing, then gather up their papers where we can see, you know, what they're worth, where their money is. If it's in 401k, we have to know that. The bank requires that. Wherever you say the money is, the bank wants a copy of it.
Just to
verify.
So
you have to bring that. Okay. Yes.
All right, and so I assume you'll be able to take appointments next week.
Yes,
and
we will.
That's important. Don't just show up because you're very busy. So go ahead and make an appointment.
Yeah, don't show up without an appointment.
And the phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.